Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Bill Gray, Deputy Commissioner of Systems at the Social Security Administration. Joining us in our conversation also is Greg Grieben. Well, Bill, in the first segment, you talked about the broad responsibilities of the Social Security Administration. Could you talk to us more about the programs that SSA is responsible for administering?
Sure, Paul. I think, as most people know, Social Security is very large. We actually pay 47 million people benefit checks every month, and we pay about $40 billion in benefits every year, and we're a mainstay of the American economy. We administer many programs, but Social Security is really a lifetime relationship with the American citizen. It starts when you're born. You get a Social Security card. When your hospital sends in to get your birth certificate, we're also sent an application for you to get a Social Security card at the same time. We issue about 18 million Social Security cards every year. When you go to work, we start with you trying to make sure that the wages that you're paying Social Security taxes are correctly accredited to your records so that when it gets time for you to file for benefits, that we're paying you the correct amount. When you retire or you become disabled, you can file for benefits with us, and we'll assure that you're entitled and then begin sending you a monthly check. And then if something should happen and you die, your survivors may be entitled to benefits on your record. We also administer a poverty program, supplemental security income for people who are aged, over age 65, or disabled that meet certain income levels and resource levels that would entitle them to benefits from us. So we administer a wide array of programs at Social Security.
You spoke of programs that pay disability benefits. I understand there is a modernization program underway in this area. Can you tell us more about this initiative?
Sure. Before the modernization program, essentially what Social Security did was to pay disability benefits or determine if you met the eligibility requirements for disability. We had a paper folder. So you would come in to file. We would collect your information about why you were disabled, your allegations as to your medical condition. We'd collect all of that on paper and begin creating that paper folder. And then we would ship that paper folder off to the state that I mentioned before, the state agency, and they would get more information from the doctors and from the hospitals to determine whether you were disabled or not and create more paper in that paper folder and then make decisions and document their decisions in the paper folder. And if you appealed the decision, you would take that paper folder and send it off to another office, a hearings office, where you would get, you would be able to have a hearing in front of an administrative law judge. But everything revolved around that paper folder. And the idea behind modernizing the disability process was to move from paper into an electronic environment. And what that meant was that from the point at somebody files until the point at which a decision is made at the hearings level, we ought to do that electronically and process it paperlessly. And that means that people can now file over the internet. As a matter of fact, 75,000 people so far have filed over the internet, and 97% of them rate their experiences good, very good, or excellent. Almost all of them in excellent. We've had 5.5 million claims filed in field offices. When someone comes in or someone calls us on the phone, we collect that information electronically. We have an electronic folder so that if we go out and request for information from a doctor or hospital, they can send it to us electronically. If their records are on paper, we'll scan it and make it electronic and then store that in an electronic folder. And then at the hearings level, we've built an electronic case processing system that our hearings offices use to manage the hearings and make sure they can schedule them appropriately and control the decisions that are made.
Can you speak to some of the specific business drivers that launched this effort?
I think the biggest business driver we had was the service that we were offering just was inadequate. If you actually filed for disability benefits with the Social Security Administration and you were denied and you went through all the levels of appeal, it could take you well over 2 years to get through the entire process. If you're sick, that's just way too long for someone to have to go through. And so our idea was if we can keep this electronic, we can cut out all of those steps that paper requires, mailing steps, filing and storing paper, retrieving folders. Oftentimes we'd lose a folder. You have to recreate it. With an electronic environment, all of those things are lost, and you can really focus on the business of the agency, which is having the information available to the person that needs to be making a decision at the right time.
Do you have goals in mind, Bill, for the performance level you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, we think that we can cut out well over 100 days out of this process. And the 100 days that we want to cut out, primarily we're looking to try to cut out most of those at the front end. Because if you think about the way that Social Security works, 100% of the people file for disability, right? About half of them are approved at the initial level. Well, then 50% go on and file an appeal, and, you know, as the process goes, more and more people are winnowed out. So if we can save time more at the front end, you really benefit more people and they get much faster service.
Can you take us through the timeline for this program? I mean, you described something that seemed pretty straightforward and easy to understand the benefits when you consider the paper going back and forth and the time. I'm just curious, sort of, you know, how did this come to be from the time people began to envision the need for change to the actual implementation? Can you take us through the steps?
Well, Social Security, first of all, has been trying to look at the modernization of the disability program for a long time, and we had previous efforts that frankly had failed. They hadn't worked. And so we had on the books an effort that would have taken us, starting back in January of 2002, would have taken us over 7 years to begin the pilots. We looked at that. That didn't meet the needs of anybody. You know, we needed to improve the service. And so we set a goal that we would build the infrastructure starting in March of 2002 in 22 months. That would allow us to do the things that I just described. And in January of 2004, 22 months later, we did what we said we would do. Partnership with IBM, with their tremendous support, we were able to build that infrastructure that allows us to take a claim electronically and process it paperlessly. We started rolling this out in January of 2004 to states across the country. And by June of 2005, all the states will be up and using the system.
There must have been a reason why people thought 7 years. So when they were told less than two, what was their response? I mean, how did that reconcile?
I think at first there was a lot of skepticism, and I mean a lot of skepticism. People said, we didn't think that you could do it. We just didn't think it was possible. They looked at prior efforts that had failed and thought we were blowing some smoke there. But the truth of the matter is that we had really taken a look at the state of the technology. We took a look at what it would take to do this. And we told the commissioner who was driving us to improve this disability process as quickly as we could, that we could accomplish this in this time frame if we got all the resources that we need. And she was just instrumental in going out and making sure that we had the resources so that we could achieve the commitments that we were making.
Can you speak to other modernization efforts underway at SSA?
There's a lot of things that are going on at SSA. First of all, electronic government is a big deal. Trying to put our services up on the internet is vitally important for Social Security. We face a baby boomer population that's aging, that our workloads are increasing. And if people can come to our websites and do business over the internet themselves without having to talk to a Social Security employee, we can manage these increasing workloads. So if you come to SSA's website today, you can file for retirement, you can file for disability, you can change your address, you can arrange for direct deposit, replace your Medicare card, and numerous other services. If you have a question, we have frequently asked questions where people can come and get answers to the common things that they want to know about Social Security and the benefit programs we offer. So we're going to continue to invest our resources in building web services and making the web a robust service delivery channel for Social Security. Right now, most Americans, when they come to talk to Social Security, they do it over the internet. So we're achieving what we set out to achieve. Another massive thing that we're undertaking right now is with the new prescription drug legislation that recently passed Congress and was signed by the President. Social Security has an enormous responsibility in implementing that. We're responsible for determining whether someone would be eligible for a subsidy, for example, to help pay for their prescription drug premium. And so we're doing a lot of automation to try to help with that, all the way from getting applications, paper applications that we can scan and use optical character recognition to read, providing internet applications and new systems for our employees in our field offices and teleservice centers to use. And we have to have all these ready by May of 05 when we're going to start taking the subsidy applications. So there's a lot that's going on. In addition, there's several other provisions of the Medicare legislation that I won't go into that we're also responsible for implementing.
How do you think about access to the internet? So, for example, more than half of the folks who interact already do, but some people won't, either because they don't want to use the internet or they don't have access. How do you think about that?
That's why Social Security has multiple service delivery channels. That's why if you want to do business with Social Security, you can call us on the phone, you can send us a letter, you can walk into a local field office, or you can do business over the internet. It's your choice. But a lot of people want to do business over the internet, and I do. You know, when you go out to do business with a company, it's convenient to do it from your home. You don't even have to get dressed. You can do it in your pajamas. And so that's how I want to do business, and a lot of people want to. And that works well for us. It helps us, and it also provides better service to them. And it allows us to really focus more of our human resources on people that need that kind of support.
As we've heard, SSA interacts with lots of other government agencies. What are the challenges exchanging information with these other agencies? We'll ask Bill Gray of the Social Security Administration to tell us about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.